Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a rough go for a city and their local police
department. Yeah. It's not even summer yet.
Nope. And look, it's not great headlines out of Jersey.
Yeah.
But it turns out the problem may be bigger than everyone thought. That is, if you see this as a problem.
Yeah.
Because despite the fact that the city has a shocking number of issues with their police department over a pretty good stretch of time, folks who run the city and the department say what is happening here is actually a good thing.
Getting to the root of the problem.
And when you stand back and look at what they're saying,
yeah,
they may not be wrong.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We heard a ridiculous story from the Geneva Police Department. A police officer, 13-year veteran, had been arrested after accused of selling Adderall in uniform while on the job. At a used car dealership at like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And if that sentence is not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard, that officer also ran the DARE program. So that officer was suspended.
Yeah.
He later resigned. And then a few days after that, we got word that a sergeant and another officer in the Geneva Police Department had been suspended. And to this day, we do not know what that is all about.
All right.
We wait to hear what the situation is. But it turns out, Tommy, the issues in the Geneva Police Department may be worse than what is going on with these three officers. USA Today has been doing
The big paper.
That's a kid. That's an 80s man right there. Well, USA Today, I get that free at the hotel.
That was a national paper, son.
USA Today has been doing a series the last couple of years they call Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Mm-hmm.
Dozens of police departments in the state of New York have released their disciplinary records to the paper over the last like 20 years.
Mm.
And all of those departments, let me try this again. Of all of those departments, Geneva seems to have the biggest problem. So they call these, Tommy, failure to perform duty incidents.
Okay, so it's like a report card.
For example, one incident in Geneva had a police officer leave the scene of a violent crime involving knives despite being told to stay by a superior officer.
Mm.
That officer, according to the USA Today, was later found to just be hanging out at the station.
He went back to his office.
Yeah. All right. So according to the USA Today, in the last 17 years, the Geneva Police Department has had 51 failure to perform duty or neglecting to follow proper protocol incidents with its officers. And it is by far the most of all of the police departments that report.
Mm.
People who live in Geneva are furious.
Okay.
And you'd understand
why. Sure, yeah.
You want to be able to trust the folks taking care of your
well-being. Yeah, you want safety.
And that's hard to do when you see this stuff.
Yeah, right.
However.
What's that?
The folks who run the city of Geneva.
Yeah, what they say.
And the police department, they see it a different way.
I bet you they do.
Their argument is the reason there are so many incidents reported in the Geneva Police Department involving their officers is because their police department is transparent, and they are holding their officers accountable. I guess in that statement they are implying, Tommy, maybe other departments aren't doing that.
We're tough on these guys, with these other soft departments. We're the good ones over here.
Okay, I'm guessing by the voice you are doing, you do not take them at their word.
What a spinola of crap.
Spinola of crap. One of the worst 70s game shows.
I spent all of crap.
I'm going to go wash my shirt.
With Bert Convy. I'm telling you, man, that just sounds like somebody covering their ass because we do a good job. We're tough on these guys.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, I get where you're coming from.
Right.
But here's the thing.
What?
Their argument does make sense.
No, they're just pointing at everybody else. As soon as you're in trouble and you start pointing across the street or down the road, you know you're full of crap, man.
I guess, but when you do, when those incidents are reported, I mean, this is like the best way you can spin it, right? Well, you guys wanted to know, and here's the information, so.
Well, I mean, you guys keep using the word spin, and just using the word spin implies that they are doing something that is dishonest.
It's a misdirection,
I'm saying, like, you're framing the honesty a certain way.
Because you're not saying we are safe because we expose all this. But so we're not the worst. There's other departments that are worse than us. They just don't investigate as harshly as we do.
I think that's the implication.
Right. So to make it sound like, no, we're very safe. We hold these guys highly accountable.
Okay. Well, let me ask you
other than other departments around the state.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Do you think that every police department around the state of New York fully divulges the things that happen that are negative with their
officers?
No,
of course not.
Okay. So then they have a point.
But I also think they don't.
Okay.
I think they got their pants. They got pants. So now they, to Kimmy's point, you have to spin it. Like, wait, this probably isn't all that's going on in Geneva.
Oh, you think there's more? Okay, but here's the thing. I can't have this conversation with you because as soon as you hear stuff like this, you go into like 70s dirty cop movie immediately. Like your mind just spins off. They're selling cocaine by down by the pier to the Colombians, which is weird because the Colombians already have their own cocaine.
We gotta get Lieutenant Callahan on this situation.
It is funny how that transparency.
You're breaking the law. You're a wild gun, Callahan.
That transparency, if I'm somebody that lives in the town, might make me feel like everybody's getting away with something. But at the same time, like, I know what's everything that's going on. So it makes me also feel like there's no secrets, which I don't know which is the better way to feel about it. Like, keep me out of the loop or keep me in the loop. But now I'm like, oh, is everything buttoned up over there?
Well, I think you simplify that statement, Kimmy. What's worse? Bad things happening that people don't know about, or bad things happening that gets made public that lead to pressure to correct those issues. Because the Geneva Police Department is under pressure to correct what's going on here.
Yeah. True.
Which, in theory, would lead to a better, safer police department, better, safer city,
okay.
Things
right.
like that. Now, look, I don't know what the truth is here, because I agree with you. When you hear them say that out loud and you don't think about it, it sounds kind of stupid.
And I understand why they're saying it.
But... there's logic behind it.
Okay.
All right, let me ask this question.
Go ahead.
252 WCMF. Again, as this report in the USA Today finds that the Geneva Police Department, after the incident a couple weeks ago with the police officer allegedly selling drugs on duty while in uniform, two other police officers suspended later that week for we do not know what, the USA Today does a report that finds that Geneva has a ton more incidents and issues with their officers involving them getting into trouble on the job than any other police department in the state of New York.
Mm.
Would people really want to know if those other police departments aren't as open about what's happening?
Oh, like if they could find out.
Like if you could actually gather all that information?
Let's say you had some independent folks in every police department.
And you got full exposure.
Absolute exposure.
Yeah.
All right, the average person,
right,
would you really want to know? Because, go ahead.
I think people think they would really want to know until they actually saw the actual numbers.
Because folks like black and white.
Yeah.
Right? I want nothing to think about. There are good guys and there are bad guys, and the good guys fight the bad guys. Mm-hmm. But when you have reports of things that go wrong inside a department, it forces you to decide what you are and are not okay with. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, like in this report we're talking about, if you just talk about it at base level, it sounds like there's a lot of really bad things going on inside the Geneva Police Department. But, you know, we told you a story. One of the incidents is a guy leaving a scene despite his commanding officer, I guess you would call him, telling him you need to stay here. That wasn't a fireable offense.
Yeah.
There's another report of somebody...
What?
Somebody allegedly caught one of the officers watching a video in his squad car. Like he's just sitting there watching TV in his squad car. Yeah. That is not a fireable offense, right?
Yeah.
And folks are entitled to make mistakes at their job.
Yeah, they're all human beings.
You got it.
Yeah.
But you then have to decide as a community which mistakes you are okay with police officers making. Yeah, and which ones you are not.
And that's impossible.
Well, it's not.
But it is because the second that everybody is now... has that information, now you get everybody's opinion on that information. So what I might not see is a big deal, somebody else might see as a big deal and vice versa.
But here's the thing.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that would be the most concerning part for me is what people do with that information.
But here's the thing, Kimmy.
Like, you may see something like, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that. And somebody else is like, well, you know, somebody else will make excuses for it.
But
right?
In a community, all of those arguments are valid. And I'll give you the example that we had last week. Where when we
but does it do any good, I guess?
Well, I mean, it does. It forces a conversation. And someone's going to win out, right? The majority at some point is going to win out. Last week, two weeks ago, when we had the story about the officer allegedly selling prescription medication in Geneva. You said you would not want that man fired.
Yeah, when I heard the story, it just sounded like a bad decision, but I didn't see it affecting his job.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you didn't see a police officer whose job it is to enforce the law in uniform, on duty, selling a controlled substance.
But that was like his prescription drugs.
That would be a controlled substance.
Yeah.
And it's,
see, you know, when they say it's his, you know why? Because they have controlled it to his general area. And not even general area. His straight up area.
But he didn't need him, and he's just getting rid of him, and he's just cutting a deal. I don't.
No, it's funny how you go with the last one. Yeah, you're really cutting a deal. And then I don't know.
I don't see it as a. I don't look at that as a drug deal. Like, he was like dealing with like street level narcotics.
You don't look at him selling the drugs as a drug deal.
I don't.
Okay.
And I know that sounds weird.
No, it doesn't sound weird. That doesn't make sense. You don't look at him selling drugs as a drug deal.
I look at it when Nixon was asked about Elvis's drug use.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, you know, he's not a drug addict. Those were prescribed by a licensed doctor. And,
sure.
You know, so that's why I made him an artificial fake drug enforcement officer.
No, I think the best way.
Pat and I are on board with that. Even Neil.
I think the best way to prove that you're right is to quote Richard Nixon.
But you're going to get a bunch of Tommies. He got railroaded. That's not fair.
No, I understand, Kim. Yeah. Look, you're right, but here's the thing.
I mean, I'm not saying what he did wasn't bad.
But he shouldn't be fired as a cop?
Yes.
Okay, Kimmy, here's the thing. Yeah. I understand your frustration because, like, everybody will look at something that happens, a story,
I know
whatever.
It's necessary, but as, like, somebody who, you know, you got enough going on in your day where you're just like, I don't need to hear everybody's opinion right now.
Okay, but then the question becomes, who will watch The Watchmen? Mm-hmm. Because the other side of this, Kimmy, and I understand it. Mm. I get it. You don't want the stress. You don't want to see what people you know and like have to say where you're not going to like them anymore.
It's going to break some relationships, I think.
But when there is no transparency or very little transparency, all of a sudden when one story breaks and there's 1,000 stories behind it, it's a problem. No. And then you have certain members of the community that are affected in ways that you don't understand because you live in a certain area or you have a job that's a certain way or you're friends with certain people. It matters. It matters.
Well, here's how you're going to get your... here's how it shakes out, right? So let's say the people that get voted in and out of these offices that run these departments.
Okay, so here's the
mayor and the police chief and all that.
I believe when it comes to police departments, it would just be the mayor or like city officials that could be voted in and out. I believe
the chief is selected by the mayor?
Or is selected by somebody. I believe it's only sheriffs that are elected in New York State. But go ahead.
So if that mayor, if these powers that be, get reelected, there's your answer.
Well, but here's the thing, man.
You know what I mean? Like, people go, yeah, I'm fine with it.
I could think of one town in this area who has nothing but corruption allegations following them for 25 years. They keep getting reelected.
And they're happy.
But they're not because everyone in that town pitches and votes. Like,
but they don't do anything. So there's your department.
But I guess that's my question, too. Like, is transparency worth it if nothing's done about it anyways?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And I think that's what would be frustrating to me is like, okay, you're giving me all this information, but nothing's happening.
So it's just a wind chime, right?
Okay. So both of you, let me just make sure I'm on the same page.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Both of you argue that there should be no transparency.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, what
I'm
is
just
it
saying,
then?
Like, what am I saying?
You're arguing there for no transparency.
I know that transparency is necessary. I just don't have a lot of hope for it. Does that make sense? Like, I don't have a lot of hope that it's going to do any good.
Okay.
I think transparency works inside the department.
But that's not transparency.
No, I'm saying the transparency is out there. I said, what it may affect is the guys in the department.
No, what do you
mean? I don't think it's going to affect the voters. And I don't think it's going to, I think the guys inside the department knowing that this is there may help the department rein in itself.
Okay.
Possibly.
But if nothing gets done about it, why would it?
Well, then you got to get Officer Callahan out there. Then you got to ask yourself, punk. You know, with all this confusion, I don't know how many shots I fired, but you look like a fella that could use some Adderall.
So he shot a bunch of people, then sold Adderall?
Yeah.
And you still want to recuse yourself?
It might help him.
You're breaking the law! Like, I mean, look, you should have total transparency in law enforcement.
Yes, you should, but you're never going to have total anything. It's impossible.
But it's because I would argue.
It's never happened.
I would argue. It's because guys like you go, meh. That's why.
No, it's because everybody goes to work with one thing in common. Mm. Cover your ass. Everybody has that. Cover your ass. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not gonna like expose my ass for you, and you're not gonna do it for me. So everybody's an island.
Okay.
So to a degree. So you're never gonna get total transparency, man.
Well, you see, you start talking like
it's
that.
Never happened, man.
You just don't care because it doesn't affect you. No, you don't. You don't care because it doesn't affect you.
Right. That's everybody.
But it will eventually. Whether it is your kid, whether it is your neighbor.
But that's when you'll make that decision.
And that's when it's too late.
But that's how we
live.
That's
when it's too late.
That's how we work in a free society.
But that's not a statement. That's how we live. Like, that is the most BS. I just want it off my plate. I don't want to think about it. You can't handle the truth.
I don't want to know the truth.
Man!
You just want North Korea.
I don't. No, you want North Korea.
No, that's transparency.
You are arguing.
You got to report to dear leader.
No, you are arguing.
I don't think you have
that right. And then they shoot
you. Opposite of what you're saying. Look, man, you should have total transparency in a police department. It's a stressful job. I watched it firsthand my entire childhood. That being said, it pays well. It's got great benefits.
Oh, yeah.
It's got an early retirement. It is a sacred duty with paychecks that come from people you live around, mm-hmm. right? Does that job not deserve more scrutiny than the average job?
But they're still human beings.
I understand. But here's the thing. There is human being. There is humanity. There is forgiveness.
Right.
There's nothing that says you have to continue to be able to have that job.
All right. But, you know, I look at a dad like your dad went and did the job every day.
Sure.
Ground it out.
Okay.
Gets disrespected by his family.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Can't even enjoy a sandwich at noon and watch television.
What is that?
While I'm on duty. Without you running your damn mouth.
But what does that have to do with him doing his job?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you
nothing.
That question, right?
I have no idea.
Because you're just running your mouth. All right, let me ask you this then.
What's that?
What is the best case scenario as we wrap up this discussion with the Geneva Police Department? That the Geneva Police Department has all kinds of issues that other departments do not have. Is that the best case scenario? Or that other departments aren't being as open about their issues, and Geneva is actually super transparent in everything that is happening, you know?
Well, good for Geneva, horrible for everybody else.
Not according to you, because I don't want to know, man. I just want to taste the sausage. I don't want to know how it's made, man.
Right.
Oh, it affects me now. Oh, now I've been affected. I talk like a Muppet. That's what you sound like.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not something you'd expect to encounter in an altercation with someone.
What happened?
At least not since a crusade.
Mm.
Yet some folks in the city of Rochester found themselves staring down one of these yesterday. And obviously, we have to talk about why.
Yeah.
But it seems the question that most people want to know is how?
Yeah.
How does someone with this weapon get the jump on you?
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the Rochester Police Department.
Yeah.
We're called to Lexington Ave yesterday afternoon.
What happened?
Reports of people stabbed.
Oh, dear God.
Not good. But it's a story the police probably get calls for all the
time.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Except when they got to this one. Probably not the situation they thought they'd see.
So what's the diff?
What's the diff?
You know what happened?
What?
We read him rap lyrics
yes.
in the break, and
yes,
now he's
did.
Trying to do slang.
I want to check that music out.
Okay, maybe we'll talk about that later.
It's pretty funny.
Authorities say in this case,
they
found the victims with sword wounds.
Sword wounds.
Sword wounds.
Wounds from a sword.
You got it.
That's old school.
Yeah, it is.
Police say three people had gotten into a fight.
Yeah.
And that fight resulted in folks getting cut by a sword.
So like legit sword.
Sword.
You call that a knife? Well, this is a sword.
I love how you went from Crocodile Dundee to Sean Connery.
Yeah.
So a 35-year-old man was arrested and being charged. Authorities say the folks injured by the sword suffered non-life-threatening injuries. And everything we just told you, those are all the details we have.
Yeah.
Mm. We don't even know if the 35-year-old man was the sword wielder.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Mm.
So, this incident started as a fight
yeah.
and ended with two people being cut by a sword, which, if the allegations are true, means one of two things.
What's that?
A, the victims got into a fight with a man wielding a sword.
Like he had it on him at the time.
What?
Yeah.
No, I know.
Like, I don't think you can conceal a sword. Like, you know that person has a sword,
yeah,
right? Like, you can't hide it.
No one's ever been arrested for concealed carry
of a
sword.
You pull out a pocket knife or something.
Did he run back to his house and get it? Like, pick it off the cradle that's above the fireplace?
Wait, guys, hold that thought.
Okay, so let's break this down.
Yeah, do you have it in a car?
Let's break it down. I know we make fun of sword guy on this show all the time.
Yeah.
Especially one that may be in his mid-30s. Mm. But if I've got a beef with someone and they have a ninja weapon, I'm out on that fight.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how to defend sword.
Well, that's
I've
the
been
long
waiting
blade.
To use this.
They don't make sword-proof vests.
No, they don't.
Okay, but let's go down what you just discussed. Mm. B, the fight started, the person went and got a sword, and the fight continued. How well would you have to be doing in a fight to see the person you're fighting come back with a sword and think, I still got this.
All right.
Right? Appearance of sword, no matter how well that fight is going, should be the end of a fight.
Unless he doesn't look like he knows how to use it. And it's very, cumbersome, right? So it's not, it's hard to wield one, probably.
Oh, you practice wielding that sword.
And yeah, but you think you're good. But you, are
well,
you?
Well, good enough to
are you
fight
battle
off
hardened?
People.
Are okay. you ready to go?
I don't have a sword, though. No, stop that. That was you using a sword?
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting down.
Everyone on the live stream is very disappointed.
Why? Well, because I'm doing this right now?
Awesome. I can't tell if you're into some weird sexual stuff or you're using a sword.
There's also, I'm also picturing like a different type of person that uses a sword. Like there's like the ninja way to use a sword, and then there's like the old school like knight's way, like double-handed sword.
Well, I think you need two hands. Oh, you're thinking like the ninja way, you got one.
Well, that's more like fencing.
Yeah.
Well. This is a sword with a full handle on it, probably. Right?
I don't know.
Like, those ones, those
we all have different swords in our head, I think.
No, Jimmy, we have now reached the point of the story where Tommy, who knew nothing about the story, is telling us what happened in the story. Stop that. So you're doing it old school.
Yeah, you're like knights.
Knight way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, that's what I am. That's my generation.
Like, I feel like ninja is like more quick.
Like Errol Flynn, like back in the day, swooping in.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
A swashbuckler.
She's never flown that airline.
Oh, what a great airline it was.
Errol Flynn.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Even if this person walked out and didn't look like they knew what they were doing with the sword, I'm still backing
off.
Well,
I'm bolding, but there's some tough guys that think they can get around it, right?
If
you come out and you're a soft boy with a sword, you know what I'm saying?
No.
And like, oh, you need a sword to back you up now, man?
No, I don't know what you're
Is
saying.
Is that you gonna fight?
I know. Who would say that?
Tough guy?
No. There's no one tough enough where even the least talented...
Well, two guys that got cut.
I'm dying to know what the hell led to this. Like, when the sword came out, how do you surprise with a sword?
I don't think they were.
Okay.
I think they stood their ground and said, yeah, bring it.
The folks who got into this alleged fight with this man on Lexington Avenue with a sword yesterday, do you think they knew he owned a sword before this fight started?
If they knew him... Like, if they were familiar with him, then yes.
Okay. Why is that?
Because you know the guys that own swords.
Why do you know guys who own swords? Because
they're sword
more
guys.
More than just a sword.
Yeah, they're that guy. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, what's sword guy look like?
Kind of soft. You know what I mean?
Because I got two cut up people that would argue differently.
I understand. You know, they probably own some of them ninja stars.
Okay.
Probably got some chucks.
Okay.
You know, they got the standard equipment.
All right.
He may even own a blowgun. Yes.
My uncle had a blowgun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mother always wanted Al Naturel.
You got that?
Yeah.
She
was Queen Blowgun.
Somebody take a sword to your tongue?
Right down there on Lexington Avenue.
252-WCMF, shut up. Let's talk to Brian. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys.
What's up?
Hey, maybe it was a cane sword. You know, one of those ones that's inside a walking stick.
Okay, all right.
You could surprise somebody with that one, for sure.
I'd still be worried, Brian, about fighting someone with a cane.
But you're still going to pull that thing out, man.
I mean, no, if you got it, why not? You got it to pull it out.
Okay, but no, to Tommy's point, as soon as you saw metal, you're not running the other way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Great call, Brian.
I'm dumb. I ain't stupid.
All right, Brian. Thanks for the call. Okay, so that doesn't help the scenario because he has to take the No, because I had it. Sheath. I had the word and you said sheath.
Sheath.
Unsheath.
With sword.
With Worcestershire sword.
Do you think it's the first time the guys used the sword?
I hope so. Like in a fight?
I think
if you keep it on you, I feel like you're using it any chance you get.
Well, no, if it's a cane, I mean, it could be, you know.
But you also went out of your way to buy a cane sword.
Yeah.
I would also, I mean, if it's a 35-year-old, if the 35-year-old is the one arrested using the sword, it would be suspicious he had a cane in the first place.
Yeah, unless he's like effed up.
Or in Boys to Men. Like, those are the only two ways you would have a cane.
Or he's going to prom.
252-WCMF. Police were called yesterday to Lexington Ave in the afternoon after reports of two people being cut by a sword. There was a fight. Apparently a sword was involved. The 35-year-old man has been arrested and is being charged, but we don't know if he was the sword wielder. Those are all the information we have other than the folks that were hit by the sword, non-life-threatening injuries, which is good. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
So, I got to be honest with you. I'm not too worried about a sword.
Okay.
Here's a 35-year-old dude with a sword. You know, he's like a Harry Potter fan. He's not a tough guy at all. So if you actually say, hey, listen, I'm gonna get that sword away from you and I'm gonna destroy you, he's probably gonna back down.
Okay,
I'm gonna destroy you.
Mark. This is why women live longer than men. Because you, with no self defense training at all, believe that you could walk up to a man you don't know and disarm him of a sword without getting cut.
A 35-year-old Harry Potter lover, yeah, I can definitely take him.
Mark. How old are you?
I'm 49.
Hey, I got a question. I got a quick question. Sure. Did they have swords in Harry Potter? Because I thought they were wizards that didn't need that crap.
Yeah, they go hand in hand. People who collect swords like Harry Potter. I'm just saying.
No.
No, I thought more like kung fu lover would have the sword.
Yeah, more like karate, that style.
Yeah. I think you got the wrong movie.
Here's the thing. So you come at me with a sword, I think I'm all right. You come at me with a machete, I'm in trouble.
It's the same thing.
Still sword.
The same. It's just,
bro, if I come in with a ham sandwich, I got
you. You ain't kidding. Well, listen.
Once a fatty, always a fatty.
I have a machete. I do not have a sword.
Why do you have a machete, Mark?
I also have a machete.
Well, you know, for camping, for man stuff.
I was just curious.
Man stuff.
I don't know if like you collected them or
something. To cut the plastic off his salami. Man stuff.
Men do stuff with machetes. Nerds do stuff with swords. I'm not worried about a sword. Bring it on.
All right, Mark, I'm going to let you go be a tough guy, but thank you for the call. That might be the dumbest call we've ever taken.
Pontoon boat boy says he's tough.
I'm not even a tough boat. I'm baffled. Like, I don't care how tough you think you are. Yeah. That person with a sword still has the advantage.
Oh, yeah.
The smartest advice ever given to me in my life.
What was that?
Was by my boxing coach when I was a kid. And Coach Dom told me.
Lead with your face.
If you get in a knife fight, you're going to get cut.
All
right. It's just a fact of life. Right. You're going to get cut. And this is a much bigger knife.
It's a little old lady with a sword. I'm running in the opposite direction.
Thank you. All right. With all that being said. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you think you could win a sword fight right now?
No,
you each get a sword.
So you're battling it out.
Everyone gets a sword.
I don't.
Equal playing field.
With my back and knees these days, no.
Percentage of men. Now, keep in mind the call we just took with Mark.
Yeah.
The percentage of men at this moment in America, them versus a random person, both have a sword. What percentage of men think they could win that sword?
All right, the only thing I could use to figure this out are my two brothers.
Okay.
And I think they both feel that they could win that fight. So I'm going to say 100%.
Well, it can't be 100 because you said no.
Okay. So what's less than 100%? What's just 99%?
99%. Okay.
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you think your husband thinks two random men, he and just a random man, could he beat him in a sword fight?
He might say yes.
He would say yes. He's going to win that sword fight. Okay. Yeah. Even guys who think swords are stupid believe they've seen enough ninja movies or knight movies where they could hold their own in a sword fight, right? And that may have been what happened with these victims on Lexington Avenue.
It could be.
Right?
Yeah.
Like when the sword came out, they thought they could go all Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, And then they found out in real time.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
252 WCMF, one of our most famous sword guys here in the break room.
Who's that?
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. No, I'm just interested in swords. I do not collect them, but...
How many swords do you have, Ben?
None, technically. I have a wooden sword. Let's not talk about that.
But hold on. You're interested in swords, but you don't collect them?
He gets Sword Collector Monthly, but he doesn't have an actual sword.
Oh, my God.
Are you too broke anyway, for your own hobby?
Yes, Tommy, this has been well established. I'm broke as a joke.
So you would have sword. You would have a sword if you could afford a sword.
Yeah. So he dreams of sword.
Yeah, like if I had won the Powerball, I'd probably go buy a sword.
Great investment, man.
Okay, you were saying
that. Hell yeah, man. But anyways, so I was telling Kimmy on the phone. It was like, in the heat of the moment, you're not going to, like, analyze the type of weapon they're attacking you with. You're just going to see what you think of the sword, so I would assume this is more of a dagger, which is, like, from what I could find online, was, like, about 10 to 20 inches.
All right, Ben, it says sword. In the story, the police report says sword, Ben.
It's a dagger, I heard.
Either way, dagger, sword, still running.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, that's what the witness, the people that got stabbed, they said, well, I got attacked with a sword. If you guys saw, like, a 20-inch dagger, would you say sword, or would you say dagger?
Does it matter? Really, Ben?
I say knife.
Either way.
Big ass knife.
Either way, shouldn't
like,
go
you
near.
You could have a man's dagger where you could just keep it on your belt.
I wish I had one right now.
All right. Great call, Ben. Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest.
Run it through my ears.
Is he saying they thought they could take on
a dagger.
Not a sword? Yeah. Either way,
knife!
It's a sharp,
yeah, big ass
long
knife.
Object.
Switchblade. Let's just go with a switchblade, yeah. Right? Standard 1950s gangster. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to come get you. I'm out!
All right.
One thing is for sure.
What's that?
Whoever owned the sword in this scenario that cut some folks, they definitely felt vindicated in the end. Because guy who owns sword looks at himself a lot differently than folks who see guy who owns sword.
A non-sworders.
You got it.
Yeah.
Because like you just described a guy who owns a sword as like a sad, soft boy.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never think they'd be good with the sword.
Yeah.
But right or wrong, illegal or not,
yeah, buddy.
The fact that he got to use the sword and other people saw how effective he may have been with the sword, that does have to feel good.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Who's laughing now?
I mean, right, you would have to think that.
Yeah. No vindication.
You laughed at me dead. Steve writes us on Instagram. We got a bunch of folks writing here. I'm sorry, we've been rambling. Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Steve says, I had a friend that had a huge sword collections. They come dull because it's illegal for companies to sharpen them. So that guy had to go somewhere to have it sharpened if he's cutting people.
Okay.
All right. Adam writes, and Kimmy, this is a question for you.
Okay.
What about Kim's husband with a fireman axe against a sword wielding villain?
Axe versus
you could throw
I think
an axe.
The sword, yeah, but the sword still—if you throw it and miss, now you're done. The sword still—it gives you more of length. It gives
I'm going
you more
axe.
Of a range.
No, I think she's right.
There's axe murderers, bro.
Look,
yeah, but
when's the last time you heard sword murder?
Yeah, but if I can't get near you to swing the axe, then I'm out.
You chuck that bastard.
No, you don't throw it. If you okay, you got one shot.
Yeah, you better.
You miss, it's
make
over.
It count.
You don't think a fireman could throw an axe?
All the
you're thinking
has...
more of a hatchet.
Yes.
I don't know how easy an axe would be to throw.
See, it's more like a dagger sword. No, man. You know they say styles make fights. You know. I'll give you another boxing reference because, you know, it's like a shorter axe versus a sword.
Mm.
You know, your right hand gets you around the corner. Your jab gets you around the world. Ba, ba, ba with the sword. Ba,
okay.
Ba, ba, ba.
All right.
Finally, let's finish
What's
with
that?
London. I do want to make sure everybody gets in here.
London?
London on Instagram writes.
Was that a dude's name?
I think so. It says London. Says, I know you guys are thinking of a long sword or samurai sword, but it's likely a short sword, which is similar in size to a machete. Okay, can we get over the size of it? It's a blade, man.
Yeah.
It's a blade.
Yeah, it's a sharp blade.
Let's take a break.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, buddy.
What happened?
It's finally time.
Time?
Well, look, you and I lived out of these
mm-hmm.
for a very long time. And we know what makes him good and what makes him not.
Yeah.
And when you and I both realized what this was, when this came into our conscience,
mm-hmm.
all we wanted to do was try it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's on the other side of the country. Until now.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You familiar with Buc-ee's?
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Would you like to explain to the audience what Buc-ee's is?
So Buc-ee's is the world's largest convenience store gas station. When I mean large, it has like 120 pumps.
Yep.
And it's not a truck stop.
Nope.
But it's a full-on, everything fun to eat mm-hmm. or look at is in a Buc-ee's. So they're also known for their brisket sandwiches.
It's been ranked some of the best in America
yeah.
out of this gas station.
But the thing is huge. It's the size of a Wegmans.
So there's a couple of locations. They started in Texas. They moved to Florida, I believe. They're all in the South, far, far away from us. And Buc-ee's has become an international phenomenon.
Yeah.
People taking trips just to go see what Buc-ee's looks like.
They buy the t-shirts and the hats.
You got it. You can now buy a full onesie that looks like the Beaver Buc-ee mascot.
Yep.
Okay. That
they have the Make Buc-ee Great Again hats. I'm not lying.
I believe that.
Mm.
Buc-ee's is about to undergo a massive expansion.
Damn.
Across the United States. And they are now opening their first Buc-ee's up north.
How close?
In 2026, we should have a Buc-ee's within a day's drive of Rochester.
Can I guess what state?
Go ahead.
This has got Ohio written all over it.
You nailed it.
I thought there was one in Ohio.
No.
Because I thought somebody went to it, but you're right.
Google it. I thought that it looks like this is going to be the first one in Ohio. I could be wrong.
You could be right.
Outside of Cincinnati.
Outside of Dayton.
Well, that's Cincinnati.
Huber Heights, Ohio.
All right, so they're putting it between Dayton and probably
It's
Cincy.
Before Dayton, it looks like.
Okay.
Right, closest one looks like it's like just like northernmost tip of Kentucky.
Yeah. So right now, when this opens.
Lucky bastards.
You would be a 7-hour ride away from Buc-ee's.
Mm.
You in?
I will say this. I don't think I would die. No. But if we were going that way.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to stop.
I'd have to swing down.
Yeah.
So if it was less than 2 hours off my wherever I'm going,
mm-hmm.
I'm pulling it.
So what, you would burn, because that would be four hours, because 2 hours there, 2 hours the other way.
Because one of my biggest regrets when I drove to Florida is that we never stopped in. It was always at the wrong time. We were hitting Buc-ee's at the wrong time.
Sure. No, I hear you. Like a lot of people regret like family issues, money. Your biggest regret was not stopping at a Buc-ee's in Florida.
Is it a wrong time? Is there a wrong time?
No, but it was like the wrong time of the day or night, and we just gassed up already. Something like that. But when I drove to Florida last time, I have two regrets. My wife did not experience Waffle House. She passed.
That would make me, I would be furious.
And the Buc-ee's, which I have never experienced, they weren't around when I was a kid.
He didn't have Buc-ee's, and he had to walk uphill both ways to school.
We didn't have no Buc-ee.
No. This is kind of cruel.
Oh, yeah.
The spot that it's in. Because it's like the one spot in Ohio Rochester people don't go to.
Yeah.
If it were anywhere off the 90 before Cleveland, you're already going
that way. Oh, yeah.
Right? If it were anywhere off of like 81 going south, you may be already going mm-hmm. that way. This is so far off the beaten path. Who drives from Rochester to Cincinnati?
Where could you be going?
Other than the Royals leaving town.
Yeah, or if you're in trouble.
Right? I mean, it's not even like if you were going to Cleveland, it would be worth the detour. It would double your travel time.
Yeah, that's way out of the way.
Kimmy, would you drive 7 hours for Buc-ee's?
No.
With your husband. Brisket.
No, I think we'd have to be going somewhere. Like it would have to just be one of those, hey, this is kind of on the way, let's stop. I don't know if we're going out of our way for it.
That brisket looks amazing.
It really does.
You could get stiff for brisket.
I would. There's a new t-shirt for Buc-ee's. Stiff for brisket. All right, I'm serious when I say this.
What, you want to do a road trip?
I'll drive. Because right. My wife won't want to go.
For Buc-ee's?
Yeah, yeah.
My wife would be out too. Yeah.
You and me, old school comedy road trip. We'll get a hotel in Dayton, Ohio.
Man, look at that. Just a couple of guys going for some road meet.
I mean,
well, you know.
And we're going to Buc-ee's.
You know where you might get to go? When you start going on college visits, depending on where your daughter wants to look, you may be passing some of those places.
Okay.
Damn.
They got to send her to Bowling Green.
Yeah.
So I can go to Buc-ee's.
Even that's out of the way.
Go to Dayton. Is this school?
Who wants to be a flyer?
Ohio State.
Okay. All right. That's, now we're getting somewhere.
Not too far.
252 WCMF. Buc-ee's is undergoing massive expansion over the next 3 years. The giant gas station out of Texas. They are expanding into the north, and in 2026, it looks like there will be a Buc-ee's in Huber Heights, Ohio, just outside of Dayton, which is a seven-hour ride from us. And Rochester folks are known for traveling just to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, we knew several people that would drive to Mighty Taco before they opened here and then closed here. Same with Anchor Bar and Duff's and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Made a dedicated road trip to Erie, Pennsylvania for both Chick-fil-A and Golden Corral.
Yeah, I would also make a long – I would do a long drive for Waffle House.
Okay, would you drive 7 hours for Waffle House?
Don't think so, but four wouldn't be out of the question.
I believe there is a Waffle House in southern Pennsylvania. Kimmy, can you Google that for me? Because
really?
I was just – okay, my daughter had a hockey tournament in Pittsburgh last year, and I looked it up, and I believe it was like a 90-minute drive.
Oh.
And I tried to sell, but it was the opposite way of going home.
Yeah, that's the tough part. And are they all still 24 hours?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, man.
I tried to sell my wife, and she wasn't buying it.
Because if I'm doing it, I'm getting about three meals out of that.
So there is a Waffle House just south of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Oh.
There's a Waffle House in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
All right, it's the other side of the state.
Oh, yeah, because they're closing all the factories down.
But those are the two closest, it looks like.
I would kill for Waffle House. Oh, yeah. How is there not a Waffle House here? Seriously.
Some rich guy should expand here because it's got to be a franchise, right?
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
They would crush.
And it's not even like it's like Southern dedicated food.
No.
Everybody loves Waffle House.
You put it right on the Jeff with everything else, and it would be amazing.
Christina writes us on Instagram. Duff. Before we go to Christina, I'm sorry. We got a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Right?
And that place is a hit.
Yeah. Why don't we get a Waffle House?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Waffle House is like 10 times better than the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. And way less expensive.
Thank you. Christina writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us.
Yeah.
There is nothing better than a Buc-ee's. It's wall-to-wall food the way Wegmans would do if they were a gas station. The sandwiches, fuds, nuts, sausages, all the best and cleanest bathrooms, all the sundries you could want.
Yeah, so
I guess like we've been so spoiled with Wegmans, though. Maybe that's why I'm not so excited to see a Buc-ee's. Now, I guess I don't know what, you know.
But this isn't really a grocery
store.
It's more of like a fun massive convenience store.
It kind of looks like a grocery store, though.
Well, yeah.
It's like a grocery store with all the fun stuff.
But I can't, like, man, can you imagine back in the day?
Nope.
Like, if Buc-ee's existed, cigarettes. Like, the aisle of cigarettes they would have. And the other thing that they were cool, handmade.
Okay, for God's sakes. This is why we can't have nice things.
Cigarettes and handmade. Because you could get those at 7-Eleven. That was a family business where you could get jugs and Penthouse,
okay,
and smokes.
When they started
and cigars.
When they started with the massive truck stops, they took the hand mags out of them.
No, but 7-Eleven had them back in the day.
Okay, 7-Eleven wasn't a massive truck stop. I'm talking like the TAs
Bro, you could get great porn at a truck stop in the 80s.
You could not.
In the 80s, you could. Not hardcore. Christian porn. Good Southern Christian porn. Socially acceptable. Good girl porn.
I'm telling you, man, like as we talk about this Buc-ee's, you're right. Like the things you would get excited for, because we travel doing comedy, right? Like you're a trucker. Like when I would just see a pilot, right? Or a place like that, I would be over the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. By the way, Cordell writes us, don't go to the Allentown Waffle House, worst ever, 1 out of 10. What the? I almost cursed.
All right.
There's a Waffle House just north of Scranton and Clark Summit, according to Rachel.
Are we getting fat guy alerts now to Waffle House?
I said her name was Rachel, you dick.
Well, she could be fat. Rachel could be fat.
Why? She's not. I'm looking at her picture.
Is she pretty?
Why do you do this to me?
I can't
answer this question and not get in trouble.
I said fat guy. You pointed out it was a chick.
Rachel is very pretty.
Oh, okay.
She's a very pretty woman.
She said it was good?
No, she said there's one north of Scranton.
Oh, all right.
All right. So, bro, here's what we'll do.
What?
We'll go through Pennsylvania.
It'll be a pilgrimage.
Yeah, or a pilgrimage.
I don't know how to say it. Pilgrimage.
So somebody did call, and there is one on your way to Cleveland before you hit
a
Cleveland.
Waffle House?
Waffle House?
A Waffle
no,
House.
No, where?
So it's off of the 90. It's,
okay.
I don't know any of these towns, really.
We will. Just say.
Ashtabula.
Plymouth?
Okay. I don't know that.
Yeah. it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, but yeah, it's
Ohio.
It's before you hit Cleveland.
How far off 90?
So not far from Erie, really.
No, that's a lie. Is it new?
I'm looking right at it. It says Waffle House. It's open.
That's got to be the most northern Waffle House. It has to be.
Most northern Waffle House.
Yeah.
Austinburg, Ohio, technically, is what it's in.
They got that picture of Ulysses S. Grant on the wall? We've come down to the south. We've taken the Waffle House.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.